The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good choice, Al. Here we go, baby. Sing it to me.
Half of love
never appealed to me.
Never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles.
I said all, nothing at all.
How smooth is this guy? Come on, come on.
If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
Frank Sinatra with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on a Friday. Hey, you made it to Friday, and you got a weekend. And thank you, Italian-Americans, for giving us Monday off. Yay! We appreciate that. October 11th, here it is. Monday, it's Columbus Day, and we are celebrating everything great about the Italian-Americans and proud to do that. And on this station particularly, I offer my respectful thanks to our bosses for allowing us to just really tell you all about Columbus Day. Princeton, New Jersey, no more Columbus Day. They're taking Columbus Day away. And then they give it to indigenous people, which I don't even know what an indigenous person is. I don't know that I've ever met an indigenous person in my life. I'm sure they're very nice people, and I think they deserve their day. But why don't we give them another day? Why can't the Italians get anything? We get nothing. And you know what? In New York, this is what I love about the city, and in Jersey, despite the progressive socialist takeover of New York and New Jersey, despite the insane taxes that they spew on us every single second because they don't know how to create businesses in these states, despite the tolls that we have to pay just to get in from New York to New Jersey, we're so close. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. But man, you got to put a second mortgage down on your home to pay the tolls at the end of the year. Despite it all, they're trying to drive us out, and people by the thousands go. You and me, we stay right here. We ain't going anywhere, and we're not going down. And you know what? We double down. We know we are one nation under God. In God we trust. God bless America. We know that. We believe in that credo. And we also believe in the fact that the ethnicity of the United States of America is the foundation of the United States of America. And for a lot of us, it starts with the Italian Americans. Can I say that? Yeah, I know you listen to the radio, and there's a guy named Morano that's on. There's a guy named Gattulo. You know, if your name ends in a vowel, you can get a job at the radio station. It's as simple as that, you know? And Debbie Duhaime. Debbie comes in and kind of breaks up the testosterone and the Italianness of it all. But really, as we celebrate, and we broadcast live from the Columbus Citizens Foundation on Monday. I'm so proud. I've known the foundation. You know, I've done the parade. It's got to be over 10 years and maybe more. And with Maria Bartiromo, the spectacularly talented gal from Brooklyn, now on the international stage on Fox Business every morning with Mornings with Maria. And I know you listen to us as you watch Maria, but we'll be hosting there. Kenny Rosato, my friend from ABC 7, always does a great job. Valerie Smaldone is going to join us on the show later. She'll be there as well. So we're going to celebrate Columbus Day. And I love that we do that. And you know what I really like between you and I? Then we'll get into the issues of the day. This is what I love. I love that they're going to take the statue down last year. It's just last year. Remember? Remember when Tucker Carlson, and thanks to Tucker Carlson for putting us on. He understood the fight. We don't want to put down any people, whether it's an indigenous person, whoever you are, whether it's Native Americans, you know, who we have immense respect for, of course. It's not that. It's just it's an assault. Everything we do as Italian Americans, they could put the worst shows on TV. And believe me, I've made my jokes. But if you're an Italian American, you can make the joke. You can call me Fredo if you're an Italian American. But if you're not, don't even think about it. It's like a Jersey joke. I wrote the Jersey jokes. I wrote the original Jersey joke. I wrote the line, what exit? I wrote all that. You know what? I'm from Jersey. I think I moved from another state, though, Al. Did I move into another state? Did we fix that on New
Jersey? No. We fixed that. Apparently, okay, the editors at NewJerseyNJ.com didn't realize
see,
that.
See, when
you
Al
born
uses his Twitter forces for good,
that's right.
Powers
that's
for good
see,
rather than evil.
I was cohesive there, but fine. I'm going to get a shirt that says hashtag cohesive.
So I said, NJ.com, I always get on Al because he never, in the middle of the show, I could be talking about this, talking about how great the country is. And now I go, I have a beer cast 11 o'clock on Saturday night. It'll pop up on my Twitter
feed. No, it's Sunday, but thanks. Thanks for getting the wrong day. Appreciate it. It's nice. Very accurate.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, Al, I'm trying to do a cohesive social media push, and Al doesn't really go along
no.
with that. Al's our renegade rogue.
Remember, we got
rogue.
Invited.
An hour ago, for instance, he tweeted, looking forward to drinking a can of this tonight.
Right.
Delicious local brew from Wet Ticket Brew, and then he has a photo of the beer, which I'm sure he got for free.
No, I paid for it. Whoa. I paid $16 for those four
cans. All right, stand correct.
But let me tell you, because I want to talk about it.
And I had a beer after my workout yesterday.
And the Spanish friends came in yesterday? Everything was
yes,
good?
They were great. They were
I met those guys.
It didn't quite go like that, but you know.
It's
all right. It's not racist.
So on.
No, not at all. They're not offended. Neither am I.
All you will hear on the show is Gattulo. So NJ.com puts in people from New Jersey, and then they did like a map, like a colored map, and who right. is from the state or who kind of came in the state late. And I can't believe how they made this mistake. And Al brought this up to me, found that it was like Joe Piscopo wandered in to New Jersey.
Right.
Where did I wander in from? Where did they say
they didn't
I came in
say,
from?
Because when you click on your story, like you can highlight it and it clicks on your story, it says in there, Joe Piscopo grew up off of exit 145 of the Garden State Parkway. Grew up, which implies you were born here.
Yep,
but they also
had
Albert Einstein growing up here. He was born in Germany and left as an adult. So how could he have done that?
NJ.com, by the way, we invite you to go there. It's a great website, everything New Jersey all the time, and it really is good.
Right.
So
get things wrong.
Well, they got that wrong a little bit, but didn't they say fair enough? I saw that
they did. They corrected it, I'm sure it wasn't the reporter's fault. It's somebody who's an editor who's probably 11
years old,
doesn't understand that you grew
up
here. But I thought the funny thing was last night Frank sent us a text, Joe, about an event that's taking place next week. And you know,
which I'll be appearing at.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to give the name of the event. Or whatever,
is there anything better than a Murano event? By the way,
it's not a Murano event.
Oh,
it's a Frank appearance.
Yeah. Well, I'm honored to be attending a fundraiser for Assemblyman Robert Off, who always does so much for us.
He's great. He's great.
Absolutely.
He's
great.
I got to meet his wife, who's a big fan of the show. We love her, and we love Robert Off.
Love
the
Assemblyman.
Are great.
I can't make it, so my answer to the group text.
You're sending somebody else?
No. I would never do that. I would never send a representative. That's just rude and thoughtless. Anyway, I responded last night with the response, I'll be drinking beer with some platonic friends while tweeting that Joe still isn't following me. So, you know, I know you got a laugh out of it.
I did, yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. So, but anyway, the point is we'll be celebrating Columbus Day. We invite you to celebrate Columbus Day with us. Come to the parade or watch it on ABC7, ABC7.com as you listen to AM 970, The Answer. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I love it. And it's who we are. It's what we are. And they're trying to take away everything. By the way, as I watch, if I could just riff for a second on the president's rally in Minnesota yesterday, I was so pumped up about that. And I have to say objectively, because I don't go anymore. Is it like me when you get older? You don't go gaga. I use the word gaga like it's an old friend. I love Lady Gaga, by the way. I don't go gaga over anybody. I don't know. I just don't go, but I appreciate when I'm watching the intensity and commitment
of our president. And whether you like it or not, you can't. I was thinking, what were the Democrats thinking when they watched this rally last night? They're trying to do this impeachment fiasco, but trust me, just trust me, listen to Joe, it's all good. It's going to go away. The president will win yet again. The only thing is they've got something else in the works. Now what's happening with, you hear all Mayor Giuliani's friends and what's ever happening, there will always be something throughout this presidency. There will always be something. And you know what? The president will always win. And the economy is going to be fine, and I have full confidence in that. But what, just on a personal level, and I say this about Bruce Springsteen, who, the president took a couple shots at Bruce yesterday, saying...
Little,
you know,
Bruce.
I didn't know the little Bruce, because Bruce is not little by any means. But he said, you know, when Hillary Clinton was campaigning for president, she brought in Lady Gaga. She brought in Madonna. She brought in, I guess you had Jay-Z and Beyonce there in Philadelphia. Remember the night before? And she was like Queen Hillary. And I was watching this. Oh, and then Bruce went in. And then the point the president was making was the people come to see these stars. And then when Hillary goes to talk, everybody left. He said that. I mean, he doesn't miss a trick. But the fact is, Bruce Springsteen, he's 70. Did he turn 70 already? Al, he did, right? Bruce did?
He did a couple weeks ago.
Telling you, but you cannot match Bruce on stage. He is in my inarguably in my mind the greatest rock and roll act ever. And I've seen this. You see the Stones. When you see the E Street Band and you see Bruce on stage with his stamina and it's inhuman.
But the president's right.
His vocal cords of leather, how he could last like that. So then you got to look at, on the other end of the political spectrum is Donald J. Trump. Now, here's two guys that are in the 70s. And I said this earlier, and I don't know how the president has the stamina and the intensity that he does and embraces this presidency like I've never seen anybody do. Not any politician everywhere. He goes from out of the White House, South Lawn. He goes with Marine One whining in the background, right? He yells at the press. And you see with his hands, he's commanding the press conference. He knows exactly what he is doing. They ask him about everything, about China, about Rudy, about everything. He's got an answer. If that was me, and that's like 5, 6, 7 years, however older he is than I am, whatever, you know what? I'm going to take a nap. I'm napping at that point. I'm going to take a nap. Put me on Air Force One. I'm taking a nap when we go to Minnesota. Then, don't forget, when he gets to Minnesota, Mike Lindell is there to meet him, our buddy, and so is everybody else. Senator Cotton was there. Everybody was there. He's got to schmooze every single one of those people before he steps in front of 25,000 people. I'm amazed at the stamina of the guy. I've never seen anything like it. And you know what? In many ways, objectively speaking, I am proud to have a president with that much intensity and that much commitment. Never seen anything like it, guys.
But the president is right, though, when he says that these artists show up for this event or whatever it is for a political rally. They play a song or two. And then most of the people that are there for the artists. They're not there to hear Hillary speak or whatever. Yep, I remember one time I was at a Rudy Giuliani rally. The first time he ran for mayor when he got beaten by David Dinkins. And we were promised, oddly enough, free beer. So so this is one of my close friends and me.
It's good to see you've grown out of that.
No, of course not. Well, it was cheap beer, too. But anyway, one of my closest friends, his uncle was a head of the Republican Party or something on Staten Island. They invited us to this event. They wanted to rally Rudy. And we get there, and after two beers, they told us we couldn't drink anymore. And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, no, we got to save this for other people. So Rudy came in. He talked for about, I don't know, maybe 5, 10 minutes or whatever. And as soon as Rudy was done, we left. Everyone's like, oh, no, stick around. No, we're done. That's it. He came, we're out. I get it. I get where the president is coming from. I don't know if I would call Bruce little, though.
Nah, well, little in terms of impact politically, certainly.
Because none of those people should have an impact politically.
Exactly.
You should have your own thoughts and your own brain and not be following anybody. Yeah. I don't care if it's Bruce, if it's Rosie O'Donnell. By the way, all those celebrities that said they were moving to Canada and they were moving out of the country if Trump was elected,
Did
any of them move? Did any of them make a statement before boarding a plane to leave the country? No, none of them.
No. Let me go to Frank, guys, before we break. Frank on the phone. If you don't mind. He's been holding for such a long time. Frank, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting, man. What's on your mind?
That's all right, Joe. If Mother Cabrini was alive today, she'd be helping with the epidemic of homelessness in New York City.
Yeah, amen.
So I'd like to say that first.
Yep,
and the
right.
second thing is that the diner that you're talking about, I think, would be Willie's Diner in Boise.
Willie's Diner! God bless! bless you, Frank. It's Willie's Diner. Oh, I got the best memory of my father just then. Thank you, Frank. Right on the money. How could I miss that? That was. It's like. Is it still there? Do you know? I don't even know if it's still
there.
He got
Cthulhu.
Willie's Diner. Willie's Diner in Bloomfield.
Cthulhu.
Yeah, no, thank you, Frank, so much. Willie's Diner in Bloomfield.
It looks like it's closed.
Oh, and so and the TikTok is being renovated, you said?
According
yeah,
to
that's
Al.
Correct. Yeah. I was driving home on Route 3 last Sunday, and there's construction.
Route 3.
And it's under construction, so they're renovating. It's not closed. Right, they're just renovating.
Let me get Richard real quick. Before we go to the great Russ Salzburg. Richard, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. I wanted to, first of all, wish you guys a happy Columbus Day.
Thank
and
you, brother.
To Frank, to Al, and the rest of the crew, I just want to say, if you take Italian-Americans out of the equation, where's the music? Where's the style?
Thank you.
Where's the food?
Thank you.
Just an incredible contribution to this, making this country great. And also, as far as Donald Trump being as great as he is at his age, it's about passion. He has a vision, and he has the passion for this country.
Yeah, well, that's a great call. Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words about Italian Americans. We do. We always feel like we're shortchanged, and we appreciate our Jewish American friends, our Black American, Latino American, Chinese American, everybody, Indian American, Pakistani Americans, Syrian American, everybody. We love you all. But, you know, when you're Italian-American and you work as hard as certainly my grandparents did to get here, to learn the language, learn the laws of the United States, then they come here, and they come here for one reason, to become American, and they love this country. We always, I'm proud to talk about my grandparents like that. But we know a lot of the ethnic groups, you know, from back in the day, the Greatest Generation, they all joined to make this country great, Debbie. That's great. And your folks came from England, you said, right? England,
well, not my dad. My dad was born in Jersey. And Passaic, New Jersey. Yeah, my mom was born in London and grew up in London. Yes, and in different parts of England because her father was a minister for the Church of England. So they went to all different parts of England, but she basically grew up in London. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she came here with me. I came here to England from England as well. I was born in London as well. Cheerio, cheerio. My mom said I had an accent when I was a little girl. So I was like, oh, man, I would have loved. I said, Mom, I wish you had that somewhere recorded, me with a little accent. It was probably so cute.
Doing the traffic with an English accent. We like that. You can try that one. I think that's kind of cool. Well,
we'll have to get up. Yeah, no, now I'm just a Jersey girl. You know, you're just going to get the basics here, and that's it.
I love it, kid. And nobody does it better than Debbie Duhaime. It's 8:22 right now. Russ Salzburg will join us in a moment. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit on the Morrison Essex line and the Gladstone branch. Looks like everything's suspended because of an ongoing problem over in Millburn by the Millburn station. Some police department activity continuing over there. We're still seeing some delays this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx West, getting right out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB looks okay. Inbound Lincoln 15. Holland still 35 in from 1 to 9. Better from the Turnpike. Route 7 over in North Arlington. Watch out for that broken water main. Traffic is moving slowly on 18 North, getting up toward the area of Route 1. And we're still seeing volume eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue with an accident. The Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel getting into town. It's a disabled vehicle. And the northbound Van Wyck at Liberty Ave, an accident. Partly cloudy today with a high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas explains religious freedom.
It is the right given to every American by the founders in our Constitution to live out our faith in a robust way. You can live out your faith 24/7 when you're on the job, when you're in school, when you're teaching school. You can be who you are. You don't have to hide it. The founders gave that to us.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to Mo's.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I want to tell you about Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. You know what they say, your smile is one of the first things that people notice about you. And Dr. Ed Romano is my buddy. Great guy. You will love Dr. Ed Romano. You will love Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. It's right in Morristown. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatments. 30 years of experience. Hey, Ed was at the forefront. Dr. Ed was at the forefront of coming up with the veneers, you know, and some of the, and the implants to help you eat and feel better. And you know what? Your confidence level will, like, skyrocket when you get all your nice front teeth and you look like that beautiful smile, become the beautiful person that you are. Doc, and you'll love it. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to go to the dentist, Joe. Just check out, please, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, and I'm going to give you the number to call Dr. Romano so you can make that smile sparkle, baby, all right? Ed's a great guy. You'll feel very comfortable with Dr. Romano. 973-285-5480, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, or call Dr. Romano, 973-285-5480. 8-0.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
K-E-E-S. Yeah, man, here we go. Russ Salzburg is our buddy, longtime New York broadcaster, and he is just a legend. And I know when you listen outside the area on AM970TheAnswer.com, people will always ask me, does Russ really talk like that? And he does. It's New York at its best. Russ, welcome back to the show, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. Listen, this week was Yom Kippur, so I atoned for all my sins on Wednesday. I'm cleansed. I'm all good. You know, like guys like me, us Jews, it gets overloaded for the year. We got to kill everything in one day. You got it made in the shade. You know, you go whenever you want to go for confession or Father, forgive me, I sin. What'd you do, my son, Joe? I fooled around with the babysitter. Again? All right, give me a couple of Hail Marys, a couple of Our Fathers. I'll see you here next week. You're good to go.
It's Saturday. I didn't fool. And that is fake news. Fake news, Mr. Salzburg. But the fact of the matter is the confessions are, you're right, it's every Saturday before the Mass. You can go. But our Jewish brothers and sisters, it's the Day of Atonement on Yom Kippur. Russ, do you go to the synagogue? You don't go.
No, to be perfectly honest, I used to go all the time. Now I just, but I fast. I don't do nothing for the day. Just take it easy. And here I am with you. And the Yankees, your Yankees are in the postseason. They're in the ALCS.
How exciting. This is so great. I'm so excited. Did you said early on, about the Yankees, and this is the team, and we call them the B-Bombers. Did you ever think, and I talked to my buddy who's a real sports nut, and he's very objective. You know, he's a Philly guy. He goes, man, he can't believe the lineup of the Yankees and the way they're hitting. It's so exciting to watch, Russ. Give us your prediction of the Astros and the Yanks, man.
Well, you're right. The Yankees are hitting like the 1927 Yankees. They're little, really a murderer's row.
Murderer's row, baby.
I mean, one to nine.
I was alive back then, Russ. I remember. I remember murderer's row. 1927.
1927. You were there, Joe, right? Your hair was a little lighter at the time, but you were still there.
I know. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like a cockroach. You can't kill me. I keep going. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But really, they're a loaded lineup from one to nine. However, the however is they are facing a team with an absolute killer starting pitching staff, and their lineup is just as formidable. So to me, the Astros have to be the favorites in this one because Greinke's going to pitch the first game, but they've got Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, who were sensational last night. Those two guys are going to be 1 and 2 in the Cy Young Award in the American League.
So, didn't Verlander get pounded? Verlander got pounded the other day? Did he not?
Yeah, Verlander got pounded the other day. Okay, without question. So, but if you're asking me if I got to pick a team, who's got the edge here? The pitching always gets the edge in the postseason, and that being the case, I would have to give the Astros the edge. Listen, the Minnesota Twins didn't show up. They might as well have been playing in the Little League World Series in Williamsport.
Now. You know, I walked into Yankee Stadium. So I was there at a playoff game, and I'm there, and then a guy from the St. Paul, Minneapolis press was there. He goes, Joe, you're a Yankee fan. I mean, and I said, nicest thing. They're just a nice team, a nice young team. And then the guy goes, well, your record, the Yankees' record against the Twins. I mean, we would just take them out every time. But that's when I get nervous. I was afraid. I said, don't jinx it on me. Don't jinx it on me. I don't know. Maybe the Yankees will pull through with the Astros. But man, oh man. Hey, wasn't Dallas Keuchel my buddy? He was with the Astros. Yeah, now he was with Atlanta. But I was hoping Keuchel would go to the Yankees. I told you this before, man. But even without Keuchel, these guys are that pitching staff is second to none in Houston. So that's what has me worried, Russ Salzberg.
Well, no, and it should. But listen, Joe, don't forget. I mean, and I'm serious about this. On any given day, just because I said the Astros are the favorite doesn't mean it's a lock. It's a foregone conclusion. I think it's – here's what I think. I think it would be imperative. The Yankees can't go to Houston for games 1 and 2 – and come back with anything less than a split. If the Yankees don't take at least one in Houston, they're done. They're not gonna lose the first two and then come home from three and be all fine and dandy because they're gonna get Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium in Game 3. But if the Yankees go and get a split in Houston, you know, Saturday and Sunday, we'll see. I mean, play the game. If it was a foregone conclusion, you wouldn't have to play the games. You would just anoint somebody World Series champions.
I know. You know, but I'm going to miss our gang, our little gang that we have, our little Rat Pack that we have at the stadium. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to Italy. So I saw you were in that email chain, right? They said, come on, let's hang, let's go. Here we go.
Well, when are you going to Italy?
No, Friday. Next Friday we're going. Yeah, we're going. Should I come back for the game, you think? I got to leave.
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, you're going next Friday. What is games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? What are you belly aching about?
All right. You know, maybe I can. Well, I'm at church on Tuesday. It's a Catholic thing. You went on the police. It's a whole thing.
Here we go with the religion stuff again. All right. How come you didn't run a commercial before me for a Jew funeral home again?
If you want it, I can make it happen, Russ.
I take it as much. I was waiting. That or the patron saint of pets, some kind of thing you'd be running for me.
The patron saint of pets. How about the National League? What happened with the Dodgers, man? Everybody thought the Dodgers are going to win, and the Nationals? I mean,
that was very impressive what the Nationals did. First of all, they go in to L.A. for Game 5. They start exactly how they had to start. The rookie pitcher, Walker Buehler, was sensational. And then they jump out to a 3-0 lead. And then, though, they just stayed with it, the Nationals. They stayed with it. Steven Strasburg kept them, held the line. And then to go back-to-back on Clayton Kershaw with two homers to tie it, then explode. I'll tell you what. If the I think the Nationals will win the NLCS. The Nationals will be a very formidable opponent in the World Series if they get there, no matter who they play.
This is great. Russ Salzburg, the great, the legend, Russ Salzburg with us. And then the Mets have still don't have a manager. Right? You know, Russ, they should go to you. They should go to, because sometimes when you observe games as long as you have, Russ Salzburg, the new Mets manager. Come on, this is great.
Got enough trouble managing myself, let alone managing 25 millionaires. But I will tell you this. Somebody ought to tell the Mets that the early bird catches the worm. They're sitting there, they're standing around scratching their keisters. You got Joe Girardi available. You got Buck Showalter available. And they're not signing anybody. And to me, there's a bunch of something like 7 or 8 managerial jobs open. So someone's going to get these other guys. Go ahead and sign these guys now, and don't sign some puppet who you can tell what to do. That's the new thing in baseball. We need a sabermetrics guy, and we don't want to pay this much. Come on, give me Girardi or give me Buck Showalter.
Both have managed
in New York. They both have had success here. Stop the BS and get it done.
You know what, Russ, before we let you go, I got to hear your thoughts on what's been talking about the NBA in China. I mean, this is unbelievable. Give us I'm dying to hear what you're having to say about that, how the NBA just is folding and doing anything China wants just to get that audience.
I want to tell you something. Now, I'm not going to joke because this is serious business. I think what's going on is an absolute disgrace. And I don't want to make this black, white, or blue, green, but the truth of the matter is, you know it, and I know it. Let's say this was apartheid in South Africa. Let's say it was an African country where blacks were being discriminated against and this and that. The NBA and the players and the coaches and everybody else would be in a damn uproar. So now Chinese. It's like, come on, let's stop the crap. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. We were hearing LeBron James on his dopey show, The Shop. He's calling the NFL owners like white plantation owner slave mentality. That's okay. In China, let's put it this way. If some of the people in this country spoke the way they did in China, if they were over in China.
Can you imagine?
They wouldn't be criticized. They'd disappear.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's true. I mean, no, you really, you got me going on that because I'm very adamant about it. I think it's disgraceful. I know. Yeah, here's the latest thing. The latest narrative is, well, yeah, but it involves billions of dollars. What do you expect them to do? Oh, okay. So if it involves billions of dollars, that makes you in the right. If it doesn't, then you're a bad guy. Come on, stop the crap. Bull crap.
There's the man. He pulls no punches. You could check it. Go to Russ Salzburg. You can Google him. You could listen to his podcast. He is the man, and we always appreciate it, Russ. God bless you, my brother, and my love to your beautiful family, and we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
By the way, is Frankie Five Boroughs still married?
Still married,
yes,
Russ.
Yes, I keep All every right, morning. Thank God. Every morning.
Whatever you do, don't take advice from Joe. Whatever
Russ,
you do, Russ,
you look so good. Yeah, don't use me as an example, man. You look so good in that tuxedo, man. Great to see you there, Russ Salzburg, and always appreciate you joining us. Russ Salzburg is the man.
You had the tuxedo. I just had a black suit on. But that's all right. At your age, you forget these things.
Hey, it's Episcopo. Thank you, Russ Salzburg. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 838. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters battling a huge blaze this morning. It's ripping through a row of homes in Jersey City. The fire started in a home on Wade Street around 4:30 this morning, and flames then leapt to 3 other houses. Firefighters have had a hard time dousing the flames. They believe a gas line may be fueling it. There's no word on any injuries, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Some Democrats in New York are hoping Chelsea Clinton will run for an open congressional seat in Westchester County. Congresswoman Nita Lowey, a longtime Clinton family friend, announced Thursday she is going to retire, and that will put her seat up for grabs in November of 2020. Bill and Hillary Clinton live in Chappaqua, which is smack in the middle of the 17th Congressional District. Chelsea has never spoken publicly about a desire to follow her in her parents' footsteps. State Assemblyman David Buchwald and State Senator David Carlucci have both hinted they may run, but Chelsea Clinton would instantly be the superstar in the race if she were to announce her candidacy. In sports, Giants overcoming an early 14-0 deficit only to lose 35-14 to the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. The Yankees now know who they'll play in the American League Championship Series. They'll face the Astros in a rematch of the 2017 ALCS. Houston topping Tampa Bay 6-1 in Game 5 of their ALDS to advance. The Astros host Game 1 tomorrow night in Houston. The Devils are still winless on the season. They lost 4-3 in a shootout at The Rock to the Oilers. And as you heard here on The Answer last night, NC State topping Syracuse by the final of 16-10. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Long Beach Boulevard is closed right now over in Beach Haven with some ongoing flooding issues on LBI. Let's go to Route 7 here in North Arlington, a broken water main to deal with. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur North at 15E, a disabled vehicle. Traffic is moving slowly inbound Holland about 25 minutes in from both approaches. Expect delays on the eastbound BQE into the Battery Tunnel. At the Battery Tunnel, a stalled vehicle was cleared. Now, if you're heading to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, that's 10 minutes into town, and the Van Wyck northbound slowing down up by Liberty Avenue with an accident finally cleared out of the way. Stop and go on the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out past the Wantagh with a collision as well, and earlier problems on 684 cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When international business disputes arise, you need expertise at your side. ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution, is backed by the American Arbitration Association and is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services. Visit ICDR.org.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg is awed when he hears an immigration plan like no other from the chairman of the New York State Democratic Committee, Jay Jacobs. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we have Mattress Mac from Houston. He just won $500,000 in the Astros. He made a New Jersey bet at FanDuel for $1.5 million on the Astros. You got to hear this story. This is a great story. One of my dearest friends, who is the owner of Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas, he's going to join us momentarily on the air. This is a great, great story from a great, great guy. Let me tell you about Rhino Shield, if I may, because a Rhino Shield is, it's, you know what it is? It's a ceramic coating that goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete, or whatever coating you presently have on your home or on your business. It is a coating. I put it on my house. I'm telling you, Rhino Shield will make your home look brand spanking new, like
fresh painted house. And if you got a business, you want to repoint your brick, for example, and or you got peeling stucco or cracks like that, you just got to put Rhino Shield on there. Susan's team at Rhino Shield cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive primer sealer and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproofs. And check this out. You get a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. I want that guarantee for my face. No cracking, chipping, peeling, or fading. A 25-year guarantee from Rhino Shield. You know, please go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. I know Joe always, I always steer you in the right direction. I did it on my home. Best thing I did to my house is get Rhino Shield. You can call Susan as well. She's standing by as I speak. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, 845 on AM970 The Answer, screaming around the world and around the United States of America on AM970TheAnswer.com. Jim McInvale is a legend. Mattress Mac, they know him. Down in Houston, Texas, I had the privilege, the honor of working with this great man. We did the movie Sidekicks with the great Chuck Norris, and Mac became one of my best friends for many, many years. I mean, he's got a heart of gold. The family is beautiful. You Google Mattress Mac at Gallery Furniture. And so he's a big, he's a Houston guy through and through. And you heard about him. He made some bets. He made a special offer at his furniture store. And to cover the offer that he made to his great, great customers at Gallery Furniture, he made some bets. And he came through Jersey. And I didn't hear from him. So I just called him this morning to jump on the air with us. Hey, Mac, welcome to the program, man. You are unbelievable.
Hey, Joe. Great to be on The Answer. I appreciate you calling me.
Man, we love you, Mac. You are the best. And I know you gave away so much. You opened up your furniture store during Harvey, and you're such a your philanthropic heart is just second to none. But tell us what happened with – walk us through, Mac, if you would, about the Astros, what you did, the offer you made at Gallery Furniture, and then the bet you made in the great state of New Jersey, brother. And you won $500,000 yesterday, Mac. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, in 2017, we had a promotion that if the Astros win the World Series, you get your money back. You buy a mattress, $3,000 plus. And during that promotion, we gave back about $13 million in free mattresses to our customers.
Oh, wow.
And I hedged a lot of that off in Nevada that year. And then this year, we're doing the same thing, and we're going to, if the Astros win the season and championship of the World Series, give away even more money this year. So I'm so thrilled that the great state of New Jersey has opened up legalized sports gambling, and the people at FanDuel, MetLife have been very accommodating to me. So I've made several large wagers up there on the Houston Astros, and now they're playing the mighty New York Yankees. It should be quite exciting for the next week or so.
Yeah, but you put your money on the Astros, so if they win, and walk me through this, Mac, because you are, you know, I know you as the great, with the heart of gold that you have, Jim McAvale, and with the great guy that you are, and your instinct, and the way you say stay so true to your community, but you are one of the sharpest businessmen I've ever met in my life. So you did a kind of a special at Gallery Furniture, right? And you said, you're going to get, if the Astros win, people will get free furniture, correct?
Free mattresses, yes. They buy a mattress, $3,000 better. So we've had lots of people buy those mattresses. And so the way to hedge the bet is to bet on the Astros and legalized sports gambling area, especially as the great state of New Jersey. So that's what I'm doing, John. I'll be up in New Jersey here in the next couple of days. I'll have to give you a call.
You know, Mac, please give us a call. We wish you all the very best. You know, we're Yankee fans, but, man, the way you did that, you went out, and and you know what, Mac, you could be anywhere. Thanks for coming to Jersey, man, and putting your money down. Hey, but by the way, hey, Mac, you won $500,000, almost $585,000 last night. Is that right?
Yeah, I won a lot of money last night, and the guys at the Meadowlands FanDuel have been very good to me. So, and then there's the guys at Monmouth Park and William Hill that are also involved, and there's several legalized gambling things in New Jersey. So it's going to be a great series. The Yankees have a great team. So do the Astros. Should be very exciting. And all my customers down here are hoping they get free mattresses, and I am too. But in order to do that, I got to hedge all these bets, and there's lots of them.
But Mac, you're a genius. I love you. Give Linda my best and to the family as well. Jim McAvale, you are a great American. God bless you, my brother. And hopefully I'll see you when you come to the Garden State, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. I'll give you a call. Thanks for having me on The Answer. And it should be a great series, Yankees Astros. I'll be waiting for it. Have a great day.
You too, Mac. Thanks so much. The gentleman, they know him as Mattress Mac in Houston. He's legendary. And he started Galley Furniture. And I have to tell you, it was a tent. It was a tent on the side of a road. Galley Furniture was. Jim, the work ethic of this man, and I had the privilege to know Mac when I did Sidekicks. And Chuck said, Joe, would you do my movie? And I said, well, I'd be honored to be with you, Chuck Norris. And Chuck said, I want you to meet the man producing this film. Good G-rated film, Sidekicks, by the way, with Chuck Norris. Jim McAvale, he produced it. It was a successful movie. And we became best friends ever since. Now that tent, Gallery Furniture, is one of the biggest furniture stores in the world. And so he's giving away free mattresses, but to hedge his bet as a businessman, he went out and he came to Jersey and laid down some money that the Astros were going to win. So we wish him all the very best. And just a great, great guy. Mattress Mac. Google Mattress Mac, man. Hey, Debbie, what a wild story. You can't make it up, right?
Yeah, I love it. Awesome.
Great guy. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up, and yay. Debbie's out there on the roads for you right now. Yeah, checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's go out to the Morrison, Essex, and Gladstone branch of New Jersey Transit. Everything's suspended because of an ongoing pedestrian accident investigation in Milburn. We're seeing delays on the Garden State Parkway south at 149, getting down through Bloomfield with a crash over there. The Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel, a stalled vehicle cleared getting into town. And the northbound Van Wyck by Liberty Ave, an accident just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher, Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today, whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration. Impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com. Hey, Joe on the radio, 852. If you're feeling run down, what am I going to tell you? I'm going to tell you about balance of nature. You're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. I sound like your mom. You don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. You got to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature it's a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose. I keep telling you this. Listen, please, because I love you, you know, and this comes from Dr. Douglas Howard. This is a medical doctor who came up with Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature capsules have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I worry about you. You're kind enough to gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning and hash out the issues and, you know, take the high road as we try to go through life every single day. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. You can call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off, you know what, another additional $25. How about that on your first order? 800-2468-751. Now is the morning that you want to try Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. Or go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05. He is the man. He is the compassionate conservative. He is a great broadcaster. Mike, I always like, I listen to you, man, when I'm and when I'm walking around listening to your car, my mom listens to you, and then in the hallways, there's positive energy
that
comes from the Gallagher.
Are you kidding me? I got Piscopo on in every device in the apartment. In my hovel, I got Alexa playing Joe Piscopo in every room. I'm looking up at the screen. I see Rudy, aka Swag Dad, on hold from Manhasset, my old stomping grounds of Manhasset. Hey, Rudy, go see my friends at Louie's. Go get a bagel at Louie's right there. And I was in your stomping grounds last night, Joe. I was.
Where?
You know Tom Von Essen, the wonderful former
legend.
Absolute legend. Well, his kid Max is a friend of mine. He's a Broadway star. Max, of course, has been in Evita and American in Paris. He got a Tony nomination. He's out at the Paper Mill Playhouse in a production of Chasing Rainbows. Get this, the Judy Garland story. You know, Judy Garland's making this big resurgence with the movie, you know. Yeah. Well, this cool musical about the life that she led and what got it takes right up to her debut in Wizard of Oz. And Max is phenomenal. He plays her father, and boy, did he have a tortured story in life, and they really explore that. So if you want to see a great musical about the Wizard of Oz and Judy Garland, go see Chasing Rainbows out of the Paper Mill Playhouse.
I don't know how, Mike, I don't know how you do it. You're so good. When you're on the air, you're so on top of every single issue, and you're so supportive of the United States of America, and you're such a great patriot, yet you have time. God bless you. You have time to go and be entrenched in, and you're great. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mike Gallagher on stage in Dallas coming up. Dallas, if you listen, I know we have a lot of listeners in Texas. I know you got the millions of listeners. And I tell you, you got to check out. When is that in Dallas?
I'm going to play Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which is
unbelievable.
A funny role. Phil Silvers has played it over the years. Zero Mostel created it. Nathan Lane played the role. And they do great work. Downtown Dallas, Majestic Theater. We got to get. Can you imagine that cast? If they knew Joe Piscopo was in the audience, they would flip.
Make a trip. I'll go see Mattress Mac in Houston, and then I'll head on over to Dallas.
How about our buddy Mike Lindell last night at the big rally?
Oh my gosh,
and what a rally. But Joe, can we just talk about the protesters for just a minute? The violence and the Trump supporters. You know who that belongs to? Is the mayor of Minneapolis who tried to block President Trump from speaking. When you've got a mayor trying to block a sitting president from a 20,000-seat rally, you're going to have protests like that. This is the mayor's fault, and we got to start calling these people out. There's something called accountability that there's a lot of going on right now, Joe, and I love it. I love watching Joe Biden now. He's identified as apparently the Democrat official that the whistleblower had a relationship with. Biden! Are you kidding? You can't make
but
this
what's,
up.
But what's on the front pages, though? It's Rudy and these guys from the Ukraine.
I know.
They're letting that Biden story go, and I can't figure it out. And it gets better and better. Now, you're right. Joe Biden knew and had a relationship with the whistleblower called out the president.
Joe Biden. I mean, of all people, it's like, it couldn't be Biden. But, you know, it apparently was. The fact of the matter is, you can't look at Minneapolis last night, a blue state, and see 20,000 people crammed into arena, another 25,000 outside.
Wow.
I mean, you could say it's anecdotal. He only lost Minnesota by a point and a half in 2016, Joe. Point and a half.
I know. And to have the courage to go into a state like that and to try to take it back and to call out Ilhan Omar like he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Only Donald Trump.
How about Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter Biden?
Get the T-shirt.
Where's the Hunter? Yeah, we got to get a Where's Hunter T-shirt. And how about all the Red Sea of Cops for Trump T-shirts last night?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was a great night. We'll relive it all coming up at 10:05. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You're the best, Mike. We love you, man. God bless. Love you too, man. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. I'll tell you, compassionate conservative speaks the truth, and he does it with passion, and he does it with fun every morning on AM 970, The Answer. Colonel Scott McGregor is going to join us. We're going to get into this serious situation with the good colonel, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Valerie Smaldone is on the show as well. Patrick Wayne, the son of John Wayne, talking about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation on Piscopo in the morning.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.